Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS 104.1 FM, KMOX. Happy Monday to you. It's a great song. Mm-hmm. It's too good. I just want to listen to it. The entire time. Over and over.
We should, once a week, we should get to just do a music shift. I think.
We can do what the hell we want.
I think maybe Fridays should just be like Music Friday.
Yeah, I like it.
And we could pop on a couple times an hour.
When I first started, I would play a song at the end of the show. I was going until 7 back then. And then I started playing 2 and then 3 and then 5. And finally, my boss, Jeff Fallon, had to say, "You realize it's a talk station." Like, he was really treating me with kid gloves. He's like, you're new to this, and you're a lawyer, and you might sue us, so...
maybe...
Consider not doing
maybe
that?
Maybe not play 5 in a row.
Okay.
All right, just 4.
I'm skinny fat.
What?
Oh, why do you say that?
Because we all have our inner parameters of fat, right? And I got really skinny a few months ago. Too thin, I think. And then I'm like, I'm the skinniest guy in the world. And I just started eating again. And so now I'm sort of like a little fat for my pants, my skinny pants.
Yeah.
So I'm skinny fat.
Not skinny jeans, to be clear.
Not skinny jeans. Right. No, I'm not a skinny jeans guy.
I didn't think so.
No. No. I buy Calvin Klein with stretchy material.
Oh.
Who doesn't need that?
Yeah, I love that. That's why I wear those things. But I'm not fancy. But,
when I'm thin, I'm 32. And right now I'm 32, spilling out a little bit, you know, a little muffin top.
32?
Yeah.
Dude.
Is that small?
I mean, I'm not, it's not small, it's pretty normal, but it's been a long time since I've been 32.
Mm-hmm.
What was your biggest?
Oh,
I didn't know you had your
40,
biggest.
Probably 40 was the biggest. Solid 36 right now.
That's not bad for as huge as you are. I mean, right? I
imagine that's not bad
the
for a
difference
fire hydrant.
Between your chest and your waist are bigger than my chest and my waist.
That's how I hide my fat.
Yeah. It's a good way.
You just get bigger up top and then it doesn't look as bad.
Yeah.
I love how for men's pants, it's like, this is the number of inches your waist is.
Yeah, yeah.
For women's pants, it's like, I don't know. What size do you think you are today, ladies?
Yeah. Why do they do that? Why is it like, you're 2, but we're like, hey, just give us the measurements.
Yeah.
All right,
know.
How long is it?
One number.
Yeah.
I don't know what's behind that. I don't know if it's girls being like, we want to feel tiny, or if it's like the evil fashion companies being like, we need them to feel.
Well, then is there any sensitivity to, you think, in general about like it? Saying,
yes.
I'm a whatever,
yeah,
25 or
even
6
for
or whatever.
A guy, it's like, don't just put the number on the pants.
Oh, yeah, I don't mind it. You know, people can tell.
I will say, I think I'm smarter than this, but I'm actually not. Like, if I'm looking for a pair of jeans, I want the number to be a certain number, regardless of how it fits.
I get it.
Which
is so stupid, because it's like, you want the jeans that fit you and look good on you, but it's like, man, but if I could get a size down, I would feel so good about myself.
Yep. Yep.
No matter how uncomfortable
that
is.
What if somebody made it so that a 4 was actually a 5 or 6, and then a... Like, they made it and said a number, but it was actually a higher number. And like, you could,
a lot of companies
making
do
regular
that.
Like say mine are, calling them magnums.
Like, yes, like, mine's a 36, but it says 34.
Yeah.
Yeah, the worst part is...
Who am I fooling?
The worst part is clothes shopping with my wife, because she doesn't care, but, like, I do a little bit. So she'll be, like, across the store from me, and she'll be like, here's some 78s! Do you think you might fit into some 78s? I found a couple.
78.
And I'm like, maybe... we'll go try them on.
But I mean, I was definitely like, I forget what age, I don't know, maybe like fourth grade was probably, that's when I was the husky pants.
Yeah. I think the husky moniker is so unnecessary.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I think it's cute. It's
cruel.
Well, it's stupid because the pants are all made with an inseam and a waist size. That's all,
like,
you need to know.
Yeah,
it's
like having little husky, girls though. Pants called chubs.
Right. Like
little chubs.
But it was, do they still make those like that? Do they still call them that?
They were calling them huskies when I was a kid.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
All right. Because like 70s, 80s, we know people were just cruel. Like, here you go, chunky kids.
If you had the husky version of the super denims, you weren't breaking those things in for a couple seasons.
No. No, you got to do some work. Walk around stiff-legged for about 2 months, 3 months.
Yes. No playing sports.
Knees don't even bend.
No. Yeah. No. Impervious. Start to say something. One of you guys said something I was going to follow up on. Mm. Say all your things again.
Big pants.
Husky pants. Fatties. Mean. They
big
were
pants.
Mean
huskies. Mean. Clothing sizes.
We all sound like we're on the pyramid show.
Yeah. Giving me nothing.
Was it anyone in the chat?
No.
Wandering into big and tall, and then they go, well, I'm guessing you're not looking for tall. And I go, yeah, no, not that one.
Yeah, one time, Wheels, when I was at my very biggest and depressed because I was pretty big. And I was non-ironically wearing overalls and a red shirt. So I looked like, you know, Dog Patch. And I was at a Walmart, red flag after red flag, looking for some more fat guy pants. And so I'm in the men's department all by my lonesome, and I toot.
Okay.
And I don't just toot. I farted.
Yeah, it's like that was legit all in.
And I had just come from a Chinese buffet because, hello. And I decided to just go ahead and crop dust this thing.
Yeah.
Because no one's around.
Why not?
And I don't want to trust a toot and get betrayed yet again. So I just kind of let it go. And I start giggling. Because I'm all by myself, fat, in Walmart, farting. And it's not lost on me that this is a moment in my life.
Right, right, right.
And I turn around to go find Maureen to tell her, because that's how we are.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I turn around, there's a family standing there. They appeared to be of Hispanic origin. And they seemed to be confused at what was going on, and I just smiled and walked away.
Have a nice day.
Yeah.
What else are you going to do?
Enjoy Walmart.
You got to strike up a conversation?
Right.
I mean,
how
like,
was that?
Yeah, the experience has ended. Maybe just like a little tip of the cap, like, excuse me, ma'am.
Well, suppose I better be hitting the road.
Oh, would you look at that? It's time for me to leave.
Speaking of husky and
chubs. I mean, who hasn't done something like that, though?
I hadn't before that.
Really?
Or since.
Oh, I mean, I have before and since.
Really?
Not on purpose, but sometimes just like, uh-oh.
Yeah, it was bad.
It'll
just
happen to you sometimes.
It was the kind of bad you only do when you think you're all by yourself.
Especially, thankfully, we don't have elevators to ride very often here.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, like, in the elevator, and then somebody else comes on, and you're like, well, this is happening.
You're caught.
Yep.
The worst is when you don't think it's going to be loud, and then it's very loud. People start, like, investigating what that sound could have been.
Or it's the best, one of those.
I walked in.
Was that an earthquake? What happened?
It was a volcanic eruption somewhere near here.
People brace themselves. Oh,
no, this would the Yellowstone geyser has finally gone off.
It's the New Madrid fault.
I was on the business end of it the other day.
Oh, no.
We have the executive bathroom, and you have to walk pretty much up to the door to see if it's closed or not. So I walked all the way up to the door just as it opened, and one of our coworkers walked out with ghosts and spirits around him, if you know what I mean. But at that point, I couldn't just go like, I'm going to give it a couple minutes. Like I had to go in and pretend like there was
nothing going on.
And he had to pretend like there was nothing going on.
Yeah.
That's the
dance. Why do we have to pretend?
I know. It's like you're in the bathroom. What do we think's happening?
You know, hey, buddy, you might want to wait a minute. Or 10.
Yeah.
Why don't we keep air freshener in the bathroom here?
I think they do, don't they? In the I think we have one in the front.
We very much do not have one in the normal.
Oh,
one.
No, there used to be.
Unless it smells like pee.
Well,
we have the perfect scent to cover up the number two.
The all natural scent.
You take your pick. It's not ideal, but it's better than it could be.
It's yeah.
I know we're not supposed to talk about bathroom stuff, and a lot of people find it beneath camo wax. I don't. But it's just so weird, isn't it, that we have this thing we do, and we've just codified it. Like, here's where you do it. Here's how you do it. Yep. Here are the rules. Here's what's across the line. Here's what's not.
A lot of unwritten rules, though.
Yes.
Kind of like sports. Unwritten rules make it dicey.
No, like your dad never calls you aside and says, if you walk in and there's a guy at a urinal, you don't go stand right next to him.
Right.
At least mine didn't.
You try to get a little one, unless you have no choice.
Little breathing room.
Yeah, that and the conversation thing. But that's also like that varies because it depends on, do you know the person?
See, I can't because I can't do both.
Oh, okay.
I can't go and talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell you someone who can. This guy right here.
Oh, I know. I've walked in on him.
He's a chatterbox. He talks more.
Yeah. He ramps them both up.
What else is there to do?
Stand quietly.
It's fair.
You know how hard that is for me? Just stand quietly? Unless I got a remote control in my hand, I'm playing video games, and then I'm all right.
Wheels, were we talking about this off the air the other day, how strange it is that that people bring their phones into the bathroom?
I don't think we did on the air anyway. Maybe off. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not above it. I do it too. Yep, but it's just a weird thing that it's like one day we all just started doing that. And it's like,
it's a great time killer.
There should maybe be some like wipes for the phones or something as you're leaving.
Yeah.
Now that we live in this society,
Yeah. It's just best not to think about it.
Yeah. Good point. Mm-hmm.
I know from Seinfeld, you can't take a book into a bathroom and then put it back in the stack.
Oh, really?
Yeah, definitely don't do that.
So I'm guessing your phone's
Well, that's
not
why
great
a lot
either.
Of times there are books and things that just stay in there.
Yes.
And I very rarely pick those up because it's like, again, what's everybody else doing whenever they're leafing through this pamphlet here?
I think
Well, yeah. You could probably guess if it's sitting on the back of a toilet.
Yeah, it's like, well,
just sitting there patiently
is
all they're doing.
Avoid that.
See, I'm different.
You're fine with it?
I don't like it.
Yeah, Dave's like,
oh, I've been waiting for this
the toilet
issue
book.
To come out.
Welcome back, guys.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
DGS 120. Jody Swink Miles. That's what I want my name to be. That's a good name right there. That's a handle. Jody Swink Miles. Says, first time seeing you guys. Wild. Love you guys. Just picture me a little thinner.
Oh my God, Dave.
Look. Muffin Dave. Top.
Dave, don't people like can only see you from the chest up.
Me and no likey.
It's very sweet when people say that they love, like, not just like love the show, when people say love you guys. That always makes me feel so good.
It's
and we've had
nice.
A couple of those in the chat
yeah,
today,
it's
so
very,
thank
very
you
sweet.
Everyone
very
so,
sweet
so very nice and nice.
Have you guys seen the 9 dog 9 beer thing?
What? Mm-hmm. Oh yeah
we've talked about this on the show before.
I know, I just saw someone do it though, and it just like really impressed me.
Okay.
9-9-9.
Yeah.
So, 9 hot dogs, 9 beers, 9 innings.
That's
I would
pretty,
do it. I would try it.
He didn't seem affected at all. Like, I thought he'd be more affected by the dogs.
Just some dude did it?
Just some dude. Yeah, at a White Sox game, and he was just like, beer number 4.
Is he one of those, like, is he a competitive eater? Like,
no.
Is that his, no?
Okay. No. He was just a guy.
Because those guys eat a million of them in
yeah,
a minute.
Yeah, no, he was just
I mean,
a guy.
I think I could do 9 dogs, but I would definitely...
I would be so drunk on 9 beers.
Yeah, nine beers in 2.5 hours would definitely have an effect on me, I think.
The beer's got to be so filling on top of the dogs, you know?
3 and 3.
That's a lot of... Yeah, that's a lot of liquid in 3 hours, essentially.
3 and 3 would be a lot.
Yeah.
And then you got to think they stop serving alcohol at like what the seventh inning.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Then your 8th and 9th inning beers
warm.
Are probably kind of warm
yep.
and flat.
Yep, you had to sit there.
Dogs
with them.
Are kind of cold.
Yeah.
Well, they'll sell you dogs all the way up to the last. But yeah, those beers are going to be sitting there a little bit.
Oh yes, they will. Did you guys have Tic Check when you were kids?
Yes.
Yeah. I think once or twice.
Mm-hmm. I still do Tic Check.
Do you?
I'm coming in from the woods, which is
just for sexy time,
which is rare. Believe me, that I'm coming in from the woods. But on the
I'm in
well,
the woods.
In a wooded area.
Once every 7 years, occasion that I am under a tree, I'll
Phoebe,
go in.
Phoebe didn't believe me. She went. She has a girlfriend who has some property down like Steelville, and they were there not this weekend but last. And we all went to dinner. And she's like, "Get this, I got a tick." And so I tried to be like, oh my God, no way. And then I threw in there like, I had a tick every single night of my life. And she was like, no way. And I'm like, honey, we had Tic Check every night.
Yeah.
You know, my mom and dad had this black flashlight with a red plastic top.
Okay.
So it just glowed red.
Yeah.
And then I don't know why they would do this, but rather than just turn the bathroom light on and look at my tiny naked body, they would turn the light off and use the flashlight and look. Maybe by turning the lights off in the room, they thought the ticks would become animate and like move around or something.
Oh, it's safe.
I don't know. Did George Mayhew tell you his tick story?
I don't think so.
He told us on the air, didn't he, Rach?
Yeah.
Yeah, they went looking for wild mushrooms, and apparently there were lots of ticks. And he and the friend that he was with, they had to do a tick check out there in the field. And then some bikers rode by while that was going on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wait, he helped his buddy do a tick check?
He was kind of forced into the tick check.
He was like, yeah, because it was like, okay, there's lots of ticks. We got to make sure there are none anywhere.
Did he drop his pants or something?
I think they did. Yeah, they did the full Monty, apparently. Yeah. At least that's the way George told it. And he told this on the air. He didn't just tell this off the air.
Well, how would the ticks get there?
I don't know, because I guess they didn't cuff their pant legs, or they didn't wear something.
Socks up above.
Right. So, and it turned out, I think George said it turned out there were ticks in unfortunate situations.
Hmm.
But it was in the woods, and it was that whole kind of thing. And
everyone had their own way to get them off. Like, you could just grab them and pull them, but then you had the whole. Either it's an urban legend or it's not.
It's not.
If it leaves, if their heads stay in there, it gets infected and makes more ticks or whatever. And
you become a tick.
Then a lot of times they would blow out a match and put the match on it. Mm-hmm. And then my dad's favorite was just to put a lit cigarette on it.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah.
I mean, that'll do it.
That'll make everyone back away.
That'll do it.
Yeah, that sucker's like,
But yeah, you can get still get the Lyme disease or whatever it is if you just rip the head off and the head stays in.
Dave says, I thought the dark flashlight method was to check for tapeworms. Oh, it was, Dave Hines.
Yeah, I was thinking of the tapeworm conversation.
Trust me on this.
So is it just the thing to check for anything?
I sucked on a lot of rocks as a kid, so I tended to get a lot of worms.
I love that it's like, you know what we should do? We should turn all the lights off and use the weird flashlight and just make this as strange a memory as possible.
We're just going to need you to get on your knees and go akimbo for
us. I mean, let's be honest.
All right, boy, it's parasite check time.
70s and 80s parents were not beyond just doing something to make you think they knew what they were doing.
Or the big one for my mom and dad, we're just not caring at all how this may affect you. There was with both the tapeworm check, or just worm check. I don't think it's a tapeworm, it's just worms, just classic worms. But for that and the light bright for the suppository, there was no, hey, let's have a talk. Here's how this is going to go. Could be a little weird for you. It's going to be a little weird for us. Yeah.
They're like, we gave you a light bright. I don't know what you're complaining about.
Yeah. Never finish that clown's face. Never will.
How did we get on this topic?
Andrew.
Okay.
Worms.
Being inappropriate. Worms. 14 million honeybees escaped after a semi-truck overturned in Washington State.
Oh.
We can't afford that.
No, we need honeybees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean they're dead.
Right.
I mean, they could all form their own little colonies.
Sure.
They're not going to go where they were needed.
Yeah, they're living feral now.
Good luck rounding them up.
Right? Yeah.
They were like,
got deserters. One.
How often did you guys get stung by bees?
Never once.
Really?
Oh, shut up.
Never in my life. Bee or wasp. Never been stung.
Wow. Lucky you.
How do you work that out?
Don't go outside much.
Okay. Just don't have them inside your house.
Don't get out much and get the ones you see inside, outside.
Yeah, I got one of those in my bed while I was asleep.
Ooh.
Get stung in your bed?
I was sleeping. I was in high school sleeping. And I woke up, my hand just hurt, like really hurt. And I didn't know what it was. I just went downstairs and got ice and then fell asleep on the couch. And when I went back up there in the morning, there was a big dead wasp laying in my bed.
Damn. Mm. How big?
Pretty big. As big as a wasp can be.
It's like a gherkin pickle?
Yeah, it was like a truck. I don't know, but that sucker got me good, man.
I remember throwing rocks at a wasp nest, which we called a wasp nest, and hitting it and running. And as my right thigh was up, three of them landing on my right thigh and stinging, and me going down like I had been shot.
Oh, no. It hurts, dude.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Yeah. I got a couple of regular old bee stings, like stepped on one time because we were all dumb and just running barefoot outside all the time.
Yeah.
I got a bunch as an adult. I didn't realize there was like some kind of nest or something that was something that they had built in the ground in my backyard, and I went over with a mower and they all went
damn.
So I got a couple that one.
I got attacked by ants that way one time.
Oh no.
Yeah.
I don't know which would be worse, bitey ants or a sting.
These were real bitey ants.
Yeah, so I mean, because like there's a lot of them, and usually the stings are just a couple.
I was wearing a diaper and I had a tiny little bat, so I would have been in my 30s probably.
Was this around the Walmart incident?
There is freedom without trying to catch the deluge in a paper cup.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX. Happy Monday to everybody. Mondays are just real things, aren't they? They just are.
I mean, Garfield wasn't kidding, man.
No.
That didn't come out of nowhere.
About that or lasagna.
Mm-mm.
Nope. Let me follow up my tick check with another South Rock Santa-ism. So we would make corn. Andrew, I'm looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
We would make corn a lot, and we would get it from Lasha's Farms, where I was on the corn crew. Hate to brag. And we would call them roastin' ears, but all one word, roastin' ears.
Okay.
Does anyone out there, does this make any sense? Did anyone call them roastin' ears?
Well, there's a difference, right? There's roasting ears, there's stripping ears, or whatever they call them, and then there's like feed ears.
What's stripping?
Like that you would take off all of the kernels for and make like sweet corn or whatever. And then like roasting ears corn? Would be, yeah, like pan corn.
Canned corn.
And canned corn, whatever.
Panned corn and canned corn.
Panned corn, canned corn. And then there's the, yeah, there's the
feed corn,
the roasting. Yeah, there's the feed corn. Then there's the roasting ears, and that's the ones that you'd
like.
Have
you heard that before, though?
I've heard roasting ears, yeah.
All right.
It's like, it's essentially, I guess it's like the difference between like eating corn and feeding
corn.
No,
I know the difference. I just didn't know if anyone called it that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've heard that before.
No, I get the difference between pig corn.
And then it's kind of in the name.
Mm-hmm.
Those pigs got it so good.
Mm-hmm. Rach, what's the deal with the kid working at BK?
Yeah, I have mixed emotions when it comes to stories like this. So there was a boy that graduated high school, 18-year-old Mikhail Baker, graduated high school. And most high school graduates, you know, the night you graduate, you're going to a party, you're celebrating with family, you're doing something fun. But Mikhail, just hours after receiving his diploma, he clocked in for a shift at his local Burger King. So I guess they had a last minute opening and he was like, all right, I'll go take that shift. So he goes, he clocks in. I believe he did the shift in his graduate, not like his cap and gown, but in like a suit or something. So it caught the attention of people in the area. It's posted on social media, just celebrating his dedication, which I think all of that is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Makes me a little sad that he felt like he needed to go do that. Yeah. I'm not sure of the exact circumstances leading up to that, whether it's you need the money or you just have such a dedication to your job at Burger King, you're going to take this shift on the night you graduate from high school. Well, he goes viral on social media and within days raises $22,000 because someone just thought, you know, we should reward this kind of work ethic. As of Saturday morning, the fundraiser has now surpassed $115,000.
Wow.
So this is to cover his tuition, his book supplies, any educational needs that Mikhail is going to face in the future. I just have mixed emotions about stuff like this because it's like, I think it's great that he has such a work ethic that he wanted to go in, but then also it's like, there are other kids that do this and then they don't get $100,000 GoFundMe. We as a society just seem to react to this in such bizarre ways.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to go viral.
Yeah.
If it goes viral, everybody's got money.
It's sort of like I've said so many times that when a cow falls off a truck, now we can't eat it. And so now that you know this kid is working on graduation night, we got to give him $100,000. Like, I think two things can be true at once. This kid can deserve all the accolades in the world and a little bit of pity, I think, you know. And we don't have to make him rich.
Yeah.
I'm not going to bitch about it and say he shouldn't take the money, but it's just kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's the arbitrary is the way I was going to describe is our reactions. Because, like, to me, the kid, it is a little sad. Like, I would feel bad if I had to work after my graduation. Like, if I had to go do a shift at whatever. I'd be like, man, this sucks. I'm supposed to be at a party. I'm supposed to be hanging out with my friends or my family at home or whatever. And I have to go work at the BK Lounge. Like, I'd be bummed about that if I were in that spot. But it's weird how, you're right, that's probably happening to way more people than we would think of. But one story goes viral and it's everyone else's reaction that's like, oh, well, let's give him a bunch of money. It is fascinating how our minds work that way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, I'm not even saying it's bad. It's just odd.
Yeah, it's bizarre. It's bizarre.
Is it the novelty of it? Let's say that 40 stories came out like that today. People aren't giving to 40 people.
No.
In fact, they're probably giving to none.
Emotions matter more than facts to the way we react to things. You could send me a list. We can send a person a list of facts. And here are the facts. There are 40 kids working right now. And they all just graduated, but they don't have the money. Their families don't have it, so they just have to take the job. And if one of those hit you for some reason emotionally, whatever that reason is, that's the one you're going to give to.
Yeah.
It's not about who needs what more or, you know, because we know we walk down the street here. There are homeless people literally outside our building right now. Lots of them. And they don't hit someone's emotions the way that this story did, for example.
Yeah. Yep. I'd hire that kid.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. And again, like, I don't want to say like, oh, he shouldn't have that money. I don't feel that way. It is just bizarre that that's the reaction. Because I'm just putting myself in the shoes of someone who would feel moved to donate by that TikTok video.
Once I would feel moved
to the GoFundMe and it's like, he's already raised 100K, I would probably not donate at that point.
No, that's a good point. Yeah.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, all right, yes.
Yeah, good for you, dude. You win.
Yeah.
It's a mini form of winning the lottery going viral, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know what else I've noticed? Aren't a lot of bald guys in the major leagues.
Oh, there's more than you think.
How do you know how many I think there are?
I don't know, but there's more than you think.
Seems to me it's the handsome guy
thing.
They're
all wearing hats.
Yeah,
so
they always
have
hats on all the time.
Not always.
Hmm.
I see things.
Yeah. But then there are other guys you're like, wow, he's 29 and there's not much going.
Every now and then, like most major leaguers are attractive. Every now and then you'll see an uggo. And you're like, you must have been real good.
You must be awesome.
You must be amazing.
I wonder, it's interesting you put it that way. I wonder how much of that is the expectation for what quote-unquote success looks like is what informs our opinion about good versus bad looking.
I think very much so.
Because if an athletic person ends up being kind of like how you view a good-looking person because that's how you have saw, that's how you grew up, that's what you saw, well, then maybe in a neutral world it wouldn't be that way, but because we kind of expect that or that's what we think of it as, that fits that description.
Yeah.
Man, I would have been one of the uggos. One of the reasons I didn't make it. That's what I'm going to tell myself.
I was told I was too attractive.
Oh, my God.
It's distracting to the other guys
on
the team.
You, sir, belong on a runway.
I had too much what they called a face game.
Oh.
So.
Face card doesn't decline.
You know what I did last night? This is so me. I was TikToking, and who's my boy? He's very old and very rich. And people like him.
Warren Buffett?
Yes.
All right.
It was Warren Buffett. And the other guy talks like this. And he's like, here's the number one rule I've learned about investing in my days with an investor. It's pretty good advice, right? I thumb it. And the next story is, did Posh Spice ruin her son's wedding by dancing?
I bet
and
you I'm watched like, that one.
I was in. I watched the whole thing.
Did she?
I think she did.
Think she did?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Yeah. He was supposed to have a romantic dance with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And they called them up. And then whoever did the calling said, and a special surprise, the most beautiful woman here. What's her name, Victoria?
Victoria Beckham.
Beckham. And so she comes up and dances with her son, and the new wife runs out crying.
Oof. That's
better than anything Warren Buffett's going to give me.
What in the world?
That is a ruined... Now, was that her idea or was it the DJ's idea?
It was her idea.
Okay, then yes.
Wait, she planted an idea at her son's wedding?
Evidently so.
To call herself the most beautiful woman here?
Something like that.
Yeah, then that's... Yeah, well, then you ruined the wedding.
What in the world?
That's going to stick.
Yeah, something tells me that she's not going to be the most popular mother-in-law in the world.
Yeah, they have kind of an infamous feud. I've just seen a lot of speculation online. I don't really care about this family at all. No offense. I got nothing against them. I don't care about the drama. And yet I've seen so much of the drama as far as like Brooklyn Beckham and his parents no longer get along because they don't like his wife.
Mother-in-laws are a real thing. Like on TikTok, I've seen a whole lot of them mess up like gender reveals. Which is hard for me because I hate gender reveals. I kind of want to see them messed up. But so many times, like, the mother-in-law will run up there and start grabbing stuff. You just got to watch them. That's all I'm saying. You rarely see the father-in-law. He's probably just so checked out.
Yeah, I mean, and I'll agree. I see oftentimes on Reddit, people will be complaining about the mother-in-law situation. Less so about the father, yes. I don't know if it's just like you're fighting over the husband, what's going on, but it does seem to be a common trope.
Is that a real thing? Just done.
I say, is it a real thing, though, or is that just one of those kind of like dumb dad on TV things where we just assume it's always true?
Oh, I don't think it's always true. But I do think there are some mothers and sons who don't have great boundaries, and then the son gets married, and it's like,
okay, I'm going to get in trouble. But I think when you meet another couple, and the guy is the one who's extra, that's kind of rare. Like if you and I are a couple, and we went out with Wheels and Susan,
okay,
and we're like, well, Wheels is something, right? Well, that's a bad example. Because that's exactly what would have happened.
Yeah, it would be.
But typically it's not the man who's extra.
I get you.
Or am I just wrong?
I've definitely met a lot of extra.
Yeah, but they kind of stand out.
Yeah. Well, it's hard because I haven't done a lot of that with...
Although we're in a room full of them right now.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
I would think you were extra.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably the extra.
You'd think
one.
I was normal.
Yeah. Because they're not, yeah. Yeah.
That's what everyone listening is thinking. Dave's so normal.
He's just so normal.
Just going to like my family, my dad is extra. My mom is absolutely not.
Yeah.
My mom was extremely extra.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm completely wrong about this.
I think it's just mixed, but we all kind of just fall into assumptions.
I think Megan and I are kind of both extra. Like, I think you would walk away going, what an extra couple. Like, I don't think you'd single out. Like one of us specifically. I think you'd go a couple of weirdos.
Damn, it's all of us. My brother's extra and his wife is not. Man.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Are you guys hip to the Senator Ernst kerfuffle over the weekend?
No.
She was giving a talk, and she was talking about Medicare and specifically how illegal immigrants are not to be signed up for it, and they will be taking off the Medicaid rolls, and someone yelled out, people are going to die, and then she said this.
1.4, they are not eligible, so they will be coming off. So we all are going to die. So for heaven's sakes.
And then she gave an apology that somehow went even worse. Let's see if we have that.
Hello, everyone. I would like to take this opportunity to sincerely apologize for a statement that I made yesterday at my town hall. I was in the process of answering a question that had been asked by an audience member when a woman who was extremely distraught screamed out from the back corner of the auditorium, "People are going to die." And I made an incorrect assumption that everyone in the auditorium understood that, yes, we are all going to perish from this earth. So I apologize. And I'm really, really glad that I did not have to bring up the subject of the Tooth Fairy as well. But for those that would like to see eternal and everlasting life, I encourage you to embrace my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Pretty weird apology, right?
That's not an apology.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, you're stupid. And, you know, of course, the idea here that you're going to lay yourself out as a Christian when your policies are not Christian. And I'm not saying government policy should be. But you can't be, well, I love Jesus. Is that what Jesus would tell immigrants? You think he'd be like, yep, too bad, you're going to die. That's too bad for you. You think that's the response? That's a Christian person's response? Get out of here. Sorry, that's a person that uses their religion to cover their own ass. If you believed that and it ruled your life the way you claimed that it do, your attitude and policies would have to be different.
Yeah. It was a real bad day for Jody Ernst.
I mean, how stupid can you be to be in that position and be as cold about what you're saying? Because there's a way to handle that.
I'm so thankful I didn't have to go over the Tooth Fairy thing.
What?
Why did she even post that?
She thought she was killing it.
I don't know, man. Like, and then I saw a couple of responses to that. Like, I think Chris Murphy, is he from Connecticut?
Sounds right.
Chris Murphy from Connecticut. His response to that was, yeah, we all know we're going to die. We just hope it's going to be when we're 80 or 90 and not when we're 40. Which is the point.
Yeah, we just don't want to die like now.
Nobody's saying, wait a minute, what? We're going to die? Of course we know that.
And there are absolutely defensible ways to answer that question.
Yes.
Not everyone is, not everyone gets the rights of citizenship. These are for citizens. People who are non-citizens have other types of things, but they're not the same. This is a grown-up thing to say.
Right.
Everyone dies is just a really flippant, stupid, cold thing to say. But had it just ended there, it would have been a lot better than her stupid apology.
But that's the kind of explanation when you're a parent you give to a child when you don't feel like explaining something.
Yeah.
Why, Dad? Because I said so.
You're just all so stupid.
Because I said so. That's why. Like, they're a reasonable, even if people don't like it, you can give a reasonable answer. Like, look, we just can't take care of everybody.
Right.
We can't.
That's reasonable.
We will go broke. It will hurt other people. It could hurt your family member. Like, there's a good, rational way that I would expect somebody in her position to be able to handle and not get flustered and just be a mean brat.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I think Christian should be pretty upset by that post she made.
Yeah.
To pivot from like, you're so stupid, I'm so glad I don't have to explain the Tooth Fairy. But anyway, if you want to see eternal and everlasting life, embrace my Lord and like, she sounds sarcastic when she says embrace
she does,
Jesus
she does.
Christ.
Yeah.
Like, just what is the point?
It's like, let me just do a favor for you morons.
You know what I'm really tired of are these people who are like, oh, I'll just double down and I think I'm being so hilarious with my snark. Like, a strong person doesn't have to do that. Like, you don't have to clap back. You don't have to be like, actually, you're so dumb. Like, just don't say anything. Just let your terrible comment hang there and live with it instead of doing a fake apology. The fake apology is so much worse than the initial stupid comment, in my opinion.
And every one of the people that, and I'm not going to differentiate between parties, but every one of the people that say dumb things, they're cowards. Because they would never face somebody that's going to ask them hard questions. Like, in the wake of this, would you do an interview with somebody that's going to grill you? No, of course not, because you're scared. Because you don't know how to handle yourself. And if you can't, then you should shut up.
Yeah, they really can't handle themselves. They can't take any pushback at all.
If you can't handle a town hall meeting, yes, where somebody shouts something out, that, by the way,
in politics,
you and your staff should have anticipated would happen, mm-hmm, if you have half a brain. I don't know how you can't be ready for that. I'm an idiot, and I would be ready for that.
And then to, like, oh, I know how I'll squirm out of this. I'll just bring up Christianity.
And the tooth fairy.
And the tooth, like, it's blowing my mind what a stupid move that was. Yeah. Like, very, very, very dumb. You are making yourself look so much worse than you initially did.
She's always played the game of just flying under the radar. Like, no one knows who she is. She's just very bleh.
Right.
And now we know who she is.
Yeah, now I do know who she is. Mm-hmm. Great point. She sure showed all of us, didn't you?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.